Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. Austrians voting today in a presidential election. It is Europe's first national poll since Donald Trump won the U.S. election, and a fellow populist figures in the running. Norbert Hofer, a self-described populist, he says that he speaks for those who have been ignored. Philip Metnick is an Austrian political analyst.
I think a lot of people, even if we are living in one of the richest countries of the world, they want to have a change. And this was also the main topic in the election of Donald Trump, make America great again. And the Freedom Party Austria also had posters, make Austria great again.
Polls are showing the vote too close to call between Hofer and his Green Party opponent, Alexander von der Bellen. U.S. President-elect Donald Trump and the president of Taiwan, Tsai Ing-wen, have put China on defensive with a phone call to discuss Washington's role in helping Taiwan reach international status. Wang Li is China's foreign minister. Wang said it was just a small trick by Taiwan. He said it's not going to change the relationship between China and the U.S. Although Washington is a supporter of Taiwan, there has been no contact between the leaders of the two countries since the U.S. formally broke off diplomatic relations in 1979 out of deference to China. Ashes of late Cuban leader Fidel Castro have arrived in the city of Santiago de Cuba, where Castro will be laid to rest today. Santiago is where Castro started the Cuban Revolution in 1953. After a funeral ceremony, he will be interred in a Santiago cemetery. This is VOA News. Tolerance and unity were the themes of a rally attended by thousands of people in Indonesia's capital today. The peace rally was held after two massive protests were recently mounted in Jakarta by conservative Muslims to demand the removal of the city's first Christian governor in 50 years. The governor, known as Ahok, is being prosecuted for blasphemy because of comments he made about the Quran. He has since apologized and said he never intended to cause offense, but it has done little to placate many Muslims who are enraged that a majority Muslim city is administered by a Christian. Ahok will seek re-election as Jakarta's governor in February. Syrian rebel commanders in war-ravaged Aleppo say they will not surrender the city's eastern sector to Russia-backed government forces, despite a government offensive that threatens to drive out all opposition fighters. UN Syrian envoy Staffan de Mistura spoke with reporters about the situation in Syria.
So bottom line, regardless of whether there is a military victory or a non-military victory in Syria, you still need a push for a political, inclusive, real solution, including the region. This is a proxy war. It needs to be a proxy peace, too.
Further talks on Syria will be held this week by Russian and U.S. diplomats in Geneva. Russian news reports say security forces in Russia's North Caucasus region have killed a rebel chieftain with ties to the Islamic State. Authorities describe him as the ringleader of the provincial IS operations, also linked the group to two separate suicide bombings in the Russian city of Volgograd that killed more than 30 people in December 2013. Hundreds of people gathered Saturday in Manger Square in Bethlehem to attend the annual lighting of the Christmas tree in the West Bank city, beginning the Christmas holiday season. Tony Morcos is a resident of Bethlehem.
We are tonight inaugurating our celebrations of Christmas. And our motto this year for the Christmas celebrations is mercy is the spirit of Christmas. From this place where it all started more than 2,000 years ago, we ask the Almighty that this holy season would bring with it love, hope, and peace for this Holy Land and for all countries all over the world.
The Holy Land Christmas tree is traditionally erected in front of the Nativity Church, the birthplace of Jesus, according to Christian tradition. Get more news at our website. You can find us at voanews.com.
That's the latest world news from VOA.